Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola Slami, your host for this lunchtime concert. Today's program is called Musique Macabre, and it's an exploration of life and death in music with the Chanson Strings, who are making their Live from Hochstein debut. The Chanson Strings are violinists Ari Noda and Jonathan Wong, violist Josh Lohner, and double bass player Wan Ling Chung. Please join me in welcoming them to the stage. Violinist Ari Noda teaches here at Hochstein as well as privately. She's also a noted performer, soloist, orchestral player, and chamber musician, and has played extensively in Japan, Italy, Great Britain, France, South Korea, and in the United States. Violinist Jonathan Wong is a member of Symphoria and the Cayuga Chamber Orchestra, as well as a soloist and chamber musician, and he's a graduate of the Eastman School of Music. Josh Lohner plays viola as a member of the Binghamton Philharmonic and substitutes in the RPO and Utah Symphony Orchestra, where he also has appeared as a soloist. He's a member of the Maven Piano Quartet and has played in ensembles in Europe and America, and he has his master's degree from the Eastman School of Music. And the group is led by double bass player Wan Ling Chung, who's also an Eastman alum. She has her master's in DMA in double bass performance from Eastman. She plays with the Binghamton Philharmonic and Cayuga Chamber Orchestra and is principal double bass player for the Orchestra of the Southern Finger Lakes, and is also on the faculty at SUNY Geneseo, Nazareth College, and here at the Hochstein School. Here are the Chanson Strings with the Sonatina from Actus Tragicus, an early cantata by Johann Sebastian Bach. Sonatina from Actus Tragicus, music that Johann Sebastian Bach wrote as part of a cantata that was performed for a funeral. We heard it played by the Chanson Strings on Live from Hochstein. In today's program, music inspired by life and death is partially a meditation on the beauty and the brevity of life and a reminder to value it and perhaps also as a way of thinking of different things that have happened in the world to hopefully avoid tragedies in other ways by thinking about the beauty of our lives. We're headed next, though, to a witch's Sabbath held on top of a mountain. As they gather, the witches talk and chatter until the devil arrives and their frightening celebration begins. This is Night on Bald Mountain by Modest Mussorgsky, with some help from Rimsky-Korsakov, and it's played here on Live from Hochstein by the Chanson Strings. Night on Bald Mountain by Modest Mussorgsky. Wild Mountaintop Revels by A Gathering of Witches. And then that quiet and sweet finale. If this was a piece you may recognize, it was depicted so well in Fantasia. And we heard this music by Mussorgsky, played here by Chanson Strings. Thank you for being here for Live from Hochstein, whether you're physically here in the performance hall of the Hochstein School of Music and Dance or listening to the broadcast on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3 or streaming the program online at classical915.org or through the WXXI mobile app. A pavane is a slow and stately dance, and Maurice Ravel wrote a beautiful short piece that he described as an evocation of a pavane that a little princess might in former times have danced at the Spanish court. He called it Pavane for a Dead Princess, but rather than a sense of immediate mourning, it evokes more a sense of nostalgia for a lost world of long ago. Here are the Chanson Strings with Maurice Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. the sweet and nostalgic Pavan for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel, played by the Chanson Strings on Live from Hochstein. Life and death, two sides of a coin, often viewed and portrayed in different ways in art, varying by time and place, cultural or individual sensibilities. And in the Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns, the dead are not tragic or distant figures, rather, they're playful ones. You'll hear rattling bones and wild dances in this piece that's been a concert favorite. This is the Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns, played by the Chanson Strings.
Thank you.
The dead awaken and dance playfully to the fiddler's tune, and when the rooster crows, though, it's morning, and they have to go back to their repose. Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns, played by the Chanson Strings on Live from Hochstein. Today's program is Musique Macabre, music of life and death, and sort of like the artistic tradition of Memento Mori, reminding us through all this music about death, about the beauty and preciousness of life. We'll finish today's musical journey with two tango pieces by Astor Piazzolla, sort of capturing these two different spirits. Here are the Chanson Strings with Oblivion and Liber Tango.
Thank you.
Oblivion and Libertango by Astor Piazzolla, played on Live from Hochstein by the Chanson Strings. Violinist Ari Noda and Jonathan Wong, violist Josh Lohner, and double bass player Wanling Chang. I hope you can tune in or stop by next week for Then and Now with pianist Yiwen Chang playing music by Mozart, Liszt, Prokofiev, Godovsky, Bochum, and one of her own compositions. You can see a complete list of all the programs and listen to select past episodes in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden, with help from Jim Heil. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.